With what it says in this morning's newspapers, now here's Ronan Kelly.
The Irish Daily Star reports that an Irishman has died in Ukraine. The paper notes that the Department of Foreign Affairs has said it's aware that an Irish national has died fighting in the war there, but refused to comment other than to say it's providing consular assistance. The Irish Examiner says the man is understood to be a talented GAA player who'd been living in London before travelling to Ukraine. Also on the front page of the Irish Examiner is a story about prison officers and attacks in an Irish prison. According to the paper, the Gardaí are investigating allegations that some prison officers have spoken about their colleagues to prisoners in a way that may have led those colleagues to be attacked. The Gardaí file is now with the DPP. The Irish Times carries a court report on the conviction of that former Garda superintendent for possession of drugs. In court, the Garda's barrister said there were character references to say that he is an honest man. Several papers carry the report that international rugby players are more likely to suffer from dementia. The Irish Daily Mirror quotes the study of Scottish rugby players, which suggests that they're also more likely to get motor neurone disease and Parkinson's. The annual report of the Rape Crisis Centre prompts a story in the Irish Times. The paper says that the lifting of COVID restrictions led to a rise in the number of rape cases. The Rape Crisis Centre annual report also says that the pandemic led to people having more time to recall past traumas. Their largest proportion of first-time contacts last year came from people aged 50 to 59. It's 30 years since the attempted reclaiming of Rockall in the North Atlantic. The Irish News pictures one of the Belfast brothers who planned to land on the uninhabited rock and plant a tricolour to claim it for Ireland. He said it was a stunt so they'd get arrested and the Irish government would be forced to challenge Britain's claim to the rock. The paper says that the rock is still claimed by Britain and that this means they can enforce a no-fishing zone around it, which would be worth millions to Irish fishing boats. Two big smiley photos in the papers today, one in the Irish Sun and one in the Irish Independent. The Irish Independent is on the front page and shows Angela Riello in Dublin with her 3 6-month-old triplets on her knees. Angela is 45 years old and raises her 8-year-old grandson who has autism. When he asked for a sibling, she decided to get pregnant by IVF using an egg donated by her daughter. The story is in the Irish Independent to mark National Breastfeeding Week because Angela is breastfeeding her 3 new babies. The smiley photo in the Sun is of a young man standing in front of a huge poster beside a motorway in Liverpool. He's a 23-year-old redhead and the poster is a photo of himself. In it, he's wearing a white shirt and a black jacket and holding a bunch of roses. And the headline in the poster reads, "Date Me." The young man says he's never been on a date and finds dating apps disappointing, so he decided to pay for the poster. He said he's had a few inquiries from women and he suggested to them that as a date, they go for a nice walk or even a bit of crazy golf.